This is the Advanced Selling Podcast. The aim of this podcast is to help business sales teams grow their business with modern strategies and philosophies. Now, your hosts, Bill Caskey and Brian Neal.
Happy January. It's 60 degrees in Indiana right now, and it's January. Crazy. I'm Brian Neal.
Starting to believe in global warming, by golly.
And you are?
Bill Caskey.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, this is the Advanced Selling Podcast. Welcome. We are very, very glad to be talking with you. Our friends down in Australia, it's summertime for you. Well, it's kind of summertime here. We're experiencing a heat wave, and it's fantastic. And it's really funny to see what people in January do when it gets really warm out up here. They put their convertible tops down, ride their motorcycles, and mow their grass.
My wife was, I turn on iHeartRadio in the morning through the iPad, and it goes through the house speaker system. And there's a country station in Jacksonville that I find really good. And so the other day I turned it on, and Jane still hasn't figured out that radio can be everywhere. She and it was going to be 50-some in Indianapolis, and they go, oh, high today of 80. And she says, oh, my God, are you serious? It's going to be 80 degrees today? I said, that's Jacksonville, Florida.
Oh, God love her. We can't talk about that. No, we're not allowed to. So, okay, we are here every week. You can find us on LinkedIn. We have a LinkedIn Advanced Selling Podcast group. We'd love for you to join that on LinkedIn. Go to Advanced Selling Podcast there at LinkedIn and find us there. You can also find us on the web at caskey1.com and say hi. We're going to do a topic today. Now, here's the deal with this topic. This topic came up and several times for me with clients, and it has to do.
Can I suggest that we? I don't think this week we have driven anybody out of sales like we did last week.
you want to put one more up to drive someone? Yeah, please do. Would you?
We had a letter from a listener who said he loves the podcast, and I'm sure if you listen every week, you heard it. But you inspired me to rethink everything. I've chosen to become a teacher instead of a salesperson.
That's so good. So,
but I haven't gotten anything this week, so I'm hoping that sieve has been closed and we're not forcing people out anymore.
You never know. But if it's their path, it's their path.
That's right.
So our topic. This comes up a lot for us, but it doesn't apply to everyone. So here's sort of the caveat to this topic. The topic is how to effectively sell and manage the sales process at a trade show. A lot of salespeople attend trade shows. We're kind of in what I'm told in the trade show business is the trade show season, right? Early spring, people start to have trade shows, January, February, March, April, May. And I think people don't have a real effective way to manage the whole trade show process. So driven from a couple clients, I've come up with a methodology to handle the entire process from a sales standpoint, from before you leave, well before you leave.
This is really good. I've seen parts of it.
You get home. Yeah. Here's the problem, though. Not all of our clients go to trade shows.
Heck with them.
Should we just turn? Yeah. So don't go. Don't turn it off yet. So here's what I thought we'd do. I've got my process here in front of me, and I'm going to choose a few things to highlight that might apply to everybody.
Okay.
Some of these things, they're obviously directly geared for the trade show environment, but I think they can be applied or tweaked even if you don't go to trade shows. The rest of them are pretty trade show specific.
Okay.
Then I'm going to put myself on a line here, okay? And I'm going to ask my listeners to hold us accountable. We wrote a great book. I think it's a great book called Email It, correct? How can people buy Email It?
Go to emailitsellersguide.com.
Email It, sellersguide.com. That's the Evansville coming out.
Sailor.
Emailitsellersguide.com. Hello, Mike Siggers. Now he'll get that. He'll get a kick out of that when he listens. Hey, he's a good Kentucky boy. What I would like to do is I'm going to write a book. I've got these written down, an e-book about trade show selling. And then we'll have it up for our listeners to purchase down the road. So then I'm putting myself out there now to be accountable to write to actually take what's written in my iPad here and actually put it into a book form to format it and that sort of thing. So we'll be looking for that.
Because I think the last time we did that, we did a session on Email It. And I remember the words as you walked out of the studio, hey, Bill, that's a good book. See you after you've written it.
That was about how it went, wasn't it? We did some compilations. So now it's out there. Now all of our listeners can join the fun to hold Brian Neal accountable to finish this book or put it into book form. All right. So I'm going to say a couple of these things and then you chime in with kind of your.
All right.
And put yourself back in the trade show. Did you spend a lot of time, weren't you?
Yeah, up in Chicago.
Not the story. Not those stories.
You don't want those stories.
I don't want not the late night next morning stories. I want the. Everybody,
you know that one.
We know those.
I'll tell that someday.
Okay. So the first one here. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
First one. Let's talk about how to get into a conversation. People always struggle because at trade shows there are cocktail parties and there's those sorts of things. And there's always this kind of uncomfortable, so Bill, you're from Indianapolis, so what does Bill do? Tell me about Bill, okay? And then even as that goes on, it's kind of weird to get into the business. So I'm going to give you three words here to help you get into a conversation that you'll find will be very attractive to people. Here are the words. Advice, opinion, and perspective. Now, we've used those words before in other sessions, but if you picture yourself anywhere, whether it's a networking event at a trade show or not at a trade show, and you're talking to people and you say something like, Bill, let me get your opinion on something if you don't mind. Mm-hmm. Instantly, how do you feel?
Great.
You feel great, don't you?
And
you
love all ears.
And you're all ears. Yeah. You're totally engaged with me. And I'm going to say, what is your opinion on how salespeople should be using social media? Okay, we have a really cool thing going on right now because you're totally in on me. You're fully engaged with me. Also, by the fact that because of the fact that I asked you this question that's more, you know, industry specific or more broad, you're not seeing me as a salesperson do at all.
No.
We're like business people, industry experts talking about what's going on. Mm-hmm. So as you're at a trade show, you've got all of these places where you're meeting all of these people. Great words to have into your vernacular while you're there. I'd love to find your perspective. Let me ask your opinion on something. Yeah. Or can I get your advice on something here? We've been talking about this, and we've been thinking, what do you think about that?
Yeah.
And let them know.
See, that works in any situation, though. You could be networking at the chamber meeting.
Yeah.
And as long as you're really legitimately interested in their answer, that works. If it's just a way for you to belly flop into a sales pitch, then that's not working.
Yeah.
That's good.
So, all right.
That's good. I love that.
Another
number one?
Yeah. Okay.
Second please, can we have another one?
I know. It's called the tease. That's the old tease. Okay, here's the next one. All right. Trade shows, just like retail people that come into stores, are usually filled with two big kind of broad, and they're smaller buckets than this, but two broad buckets. There are those who are just there because they wanted a day off and they wanted to go have some beers with their buddies and get out of the office. And there are those that are there for a specific reason. In a trade show, a great way to start, again, a conversation with someone or anyone is to say, you know, I'm curious, Bill, when you come to events like this, do you actually come for a purpose looking for something specific based on what's going on? Mm-hmm. Or do you just come to just soak everything in and meet your buddies and network and that sort of thing? Mm-hmm. And again, you're going to put yourself in one of those two buckets. I really come for this. And probably people come for all sorts of different reasons.
Yeah.
But you've opened the door by saying, are you just a looker, tire kicker, just looking around, just here to, you know, drink some beer, meet some people? Or are you here for something specific? And usually if you ask, are you here for something specific, what do they tell you?
Yeah.
Here's what I'm here for.
Yeah.
Yeah, I am here for something specific. For our agenda this year, we came to go find a blah, blah, blah.
But I like that better than just flat out asking, what can I help you with?
Exactly.
You
know,
what are you here for? I think it softens it a lot.
Yes. Yeah, there's no doubt.
And the same thing there with a networking event. I know that I've got a lot of clients who don't do trade shows, but they all do networking of some kind, or maybe even little booth shows where they're actually buyers go from booth to booth to booth.
Yes.
And that's a great question, too, is, you know, you come to these things, what's the thing that causes you to give a day out of your life for these?
Yeah, no doubt about it. And again, that can apply for either.
Yep, good.
Do we have time for one more?
Please, a third.
Well, I don't want to give it all away if I'm going to write it in a book.
You got nine more. What the heck?
Yeah.
You have to write them anyway. Okay, it's going to be 6 months before this thing's done.
Yeah, because I know this
one. It'll be trade show season next year.
It will be. That's a good point. It's a 2014 version. Yeah. The next presidential lepping. Well, next presidential election. Okay. The next one. And this, again, this is just good old fashioned discipline. We always, always encourage people when they come back from the trade show to follow up fast. FUF, follow up fast. Here's what happens. You get home from the trade show. You're hungover. You're fuzzy. You're behind. You don't know what you're doing. And you get this big stack of leads, and you don't know what just happened over the 4 days you were there, and you're tired, and you don't want to follow up with people, and then you justify in your mind. You think, you know, they just got back.
They weren't that,
I want to just give them a little time to settle in. I don't want to be too pestery. I know they're going to be real busy when they get back, so I'll just wait till next week to call them, right? And then we put it off to next week, and most salespeople, unfortunately, just aren't that disciplined to even follow up then. Then we're usually in that 10 to 14-day range where we're starting to make these calls and connections. At that point, they've forgotten everything they ever remotely talked to you about. Mm-hmm. Now, I've got some other ideas on how to keep them from forgetting you, but that'll be in the book. But for right now, even just that, just following up in a very, very prompt manner, be the first one back when you call to set up the calls, get all the leads out, and require yourself to call them back. It's a phenomenal thing.
Yeah,
and that happens in
good.
Any sales scenario too, right?
I read a study that talked about the percentage of salespeople who follow up after trade shows with people who have said, follow up with me.
You know what percent? I don't know if I want to know this.
23%.
Oh,
so this is a person who comes into your booth and says, hey, I'd like to talk with you further. Only a quarter of those get followed up on.
That is unbelievable.
And it speaks to your point. It's exactly what your point is.
Yeah.
Do it quick. And you might have to do it twice.
Right. You probably will. That's the whole point.
Yeah.
And I've got some other really, really helpful strategies to help you stand out in the crowd, and to some networking strategies and some ways to build your personal brand up while you're at these trade shows.
The ducky costume.
I can't tell you. Yeah, these are going to be in the book. I'll tell you. I'll figure it out later. But those are some things I think, again, if you're a trade show person that goes to trade shows, you really need to start to take a look at what am I doing here, and do I have a tactical strategy for before I leave to while I'm there to when I get home, and am I following a process? And I'll give you some language things in this book that will help you turn the trade show into a much, much more effective experience for you. And for people that own companies and sales managers, they should be licking their forehead listening to this.
Yeah.
And the VPs of marketing, because there's so much money that goes out and gets invested in these things. And they come back and there's always this, well, do we make any money from it?
And then next year, the same thing. God, that cost $150,000 last year. Do we want to go this year? Well, we have to go because we'd be absent.
We have to go because our competitors are going. We have to go. So I'm going to spend $150,000. You might as well take it on the parking lot, set it on fire next time.
Yeah.
And, you know, hope your competitors.
Trade shows should be a profit center.
Absolutely.
And your 12 points will make them that. And if you don't do that, then they become an expense.
Absolutely.
You should want to spend the $100,000, but if you don't do the things you need to do, then it is a waste.
No doubt.
All right.
So I'll invite our listeners to put the pressure on me to take these ideas that I have hodgepodged in my iPad and put them in an ebook format about trade show selling. We'll have that up and ready for purchase for you shortly. And if not, you can bug me about it.
Yeah,
Everybody can. It's on there. So you can find us at advancedsellingpodcast.com. You can find us at caskey1.com. That's kind of the same place these days. And then you can also join our LinkedIn group at Advanced Selling Podcast on LinkedIn. Connect with us, send us a note, and participate in our little streams we've got there.
Yeah, they're it's really good.
Yeah.
All right, see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.
This has been the Advanced Selling Podcast presented by Caskey Achievement Strategies, Indianapolis. Join us each time we record a new podcast by going to BillCaskey.com or to iTunes.